see a Jewish guy was killed at Sefer One by Jews. It was a crazy, crazy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sefer One. Yeah. They got into a fight and they thought he was a terrorist. They discovered afterwards.
Yeah, everybody looks a little bit Arab, has to be aware. You should start with tzitzis and the abacus. Although it's right, the tzitzis would probably be inside, so it wouldn't have
right, sound. Right. Okay, so I just wanted to go over the other gersa that Rashi brings, that the Bach brings. If you look in the Gemara inside of Kerem Beis, you see that the Bach is actually Geiris to Terutzim in Rav Yitzchak Napcha. Right, Tzadikai on the base. So Rav Yitzchak Napcha Amar Le'ela Maseva, he's explaining Rav Yitzchak. So look in the Bach HaGah Beis. Rav Yitzchak Napcha Amar Le'ela Maseva Ha Denasev Eishes Gisai Ha Denasev Arusas Gisai. Right, that's the gears in the parentheses. V'gamar Tanakama Leishna Eishes Gisai Leishna Arusas Gisai Eishes Gisai Asura Ishte Sharia The government of Yaisi, Asia's Gisai, the letter of the member tonight, Hadiyai, Binisu, and the Paisla de Achayrim, Paisla de Asmai, Arusas Gisai, the legal member, Tanaha, really big condition, but Eno Paisla de Achayr, Eno Paisla de Asmai, Lishna Achrina, and this is the Gersha that Rashi has, Hadi Asli Arusasai Vikisai, Hadi Asli Ishte Vikisai. So, here is the thing, according to the Bach's Gersha, which is interesting, Rashi does not bring the alternative girsa as a first lashon and a second lashon. Rashi seems to have had it. It's either this girsa or that girsa. And Rashi says the girsa of Arusas Gisai is Eini Yachal Lahamida. The Bach takes both girsas. Now again, like what the Bach has, the Lishna Achrina, Rav Yaisi, we understand, although that itself was complicated. In other words, the chiluk basically is, right, a person marries Achais Ishtai, thinking his wife is dead, and then his wife comes back. If his relationship to his wife is Arusa, people might think there was a Tanai in the Kedushin, the marriage to the sister is valid, he must give her a get. She is therefore forbidden to go back to her husband. And the Mela Rav Yaisi says, I'm forbidden to go back to my wife because my wife looks like Arusha Sachit. But Rav Yaisi's Taina is, if your marriage to your wife was Binisuin, then there's no possible way people can think your marriage to your wife's sister is valid, because it's not Shaykh Tanai, therefore she doesn't need a get, therefore she is muteres to go back to her husband, and you can go back to your sister. She can go back to her husband, and you can go back to your wife. Okay? That's the girsa that Rashi has, and that is what the Bach calls Lishna Chmina. Now, according to that, this is a very localized machlokas, meaning to say, it has nothing to do with the normal case of Isha Shalach Bailul and Dinas Yom. In the normal case, then of course the woman will be forbidden to go back Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh because of Kenas. It's only here that Rav Yaisi holds that where the woman you were with is Achais Ishtei and Achais Ishtei was Binisuin, so B'chiyai Gavna the Kedushin to the sister is not valid, you probably don't need to get. In other words, it's a very localized machlokas, only when you have a tziruf of an achos isha problem. Now, the only I'm sorry. Hello?
No, I'm just getting my share.
Yeah.
So according to the Lishna Achrina, this is a localized machlokes, and it has no relevance to the normal case of Yidish Olach Vayda. Now, the only question according to Rashi, which the Ramban addresses in the Milchamas, is what would the Svara of the Tanakhama be, Tak? In other words, the Svara of the Tanakhama apparently holds that even by Nisuin, Eishes Gisei is Asur L'Gisei, even though there's no way people could say Girei Sevin Asazet. You understand, by Nisuin. By Nisuin, in other words, when you are married to your wife by Nisuin, there's no way people can think you have a valid marriage to the sister, because even if her husband gave her again, you wouldn't be allowed to marry her. And that's Gufa why Rav Yaisi says that she's Muteras Lachzerla. Why would the Tanakhama say Asura Lachzerla? So the Milchamas learns that the Tanakhama is Maida, that you don't have to give the sister again. Tanakhama is Maida to them. But the Tanakhama says the Kanas is not based on Girei Seven Asazeh. The Kanas is based that we regard her like a woman that's Mezana Beratzen. In other words, the Tanakhama takes the position, again by 1a, that since she should have been Daiko Minsava, we treat her like a Mezana Beratzen. So even under circumstances where you're not going to say Girei Seven Asazeh, and the second guy doesn't have to give her a get, she'll still be Asur Lachzer L'Rishon. So that would be the machlokes, according, in other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, the getter of the kenas is only if I say Girei Seven Asazeh. So since when I'm married to my wife in Nisuin, there's no way it'll be a valid marriage to the sister. In effect, according to Rabbi Yossi, it turns out that a negligent woman gets a free ride. Because Lamaisa, she wasn't Daiko Minsava. According to Rav Yaisi. But what does Rav Yaisi say? Since it's not Shayach to require a get, because there's no way the Kedushin is valid, she gets a free ride and she doesn't have a Kenas. Of course, the question becomes, if she doesn't have a Kenas, why did I believe in Eidacha to begin with? Okay, that's a... Yeah, so like plug or whatever. Okay, so that's the first lesson, and the way Rashi learns. And once again, this is a localized machlokas, which only exists when, in addition to her being a married woman, she is also the sister of my wife. So B'chiyai Gavna, we're mechalek between Erison and Nisuin. Now, Rashi says on the first Gersa says that we draw a chiluk not between Erison and Nisuin of the man with his wife, but between Erison and Nisuin of the Gisai with his wife. And it cuts the opposite way. Now here, Rashi says, Eini yachol lahamida. And the reason why Rashi says Eino Yochel Lamida is very pashut. The din that an Isha Shahalach Baila and gets married al pi Eidecha is Teisei Mizeh U'Mizeh, we never had any indication that there's a difference between an Isha Arusa or an Isha Nesuah. In other words, where would you ever say Ishto Arusa or Nesuah, there's going to be a difference? So all of a sudden you're telling me in this case there's a difference if she was married by Erson or she was married by Nisuin? So because of this, Rashi says, Eino yochol lahamida, there's no way that this works. So the Taisus HaRosh actually explains the Girsa that the Bach has. And he says the following chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. And the big daichik is, although you see it a lot in Gemara, that it turns out that Rav Yaisi's machlokas is no longer a localized machlokas in the case of Achais Isha together with Eishes Ish. But Rav Yaisi's din would actually go all the way back to every single case of Isha Shahalach Baila. Every single case. course, the obvious question is, so why does Rav Yossi wait to articulate a rule in the conjunction of Achos Ish and Eishes Ish if his rule is a global? He could have said it in the first Mishnah. And this is what the Taisa Sarash says. The Taisa Sarash says, according to this Girsa that Rashi says, Eino Yachal Lahamida, Rav Yossi holds the din of Teitzei Mizeh U'Mizeh is not Mitam Kenas. It is not because of Kenas. He holds you don't need the din of Isha Daiko Minsuva, but it's because of a Maris Ayin that if people see a woman living with another man who then can go back to her first husband, they're going to think a woman that's mezana. This is kind of a gezeira. A woman that's mezana go back to her first husband. Because what are they going to say? There's only two possibilities. By the normal case of Isha Shalach Baila, and the husband shows up, there's only two possibilities. Either the woman was mezana, so people will think she should be forbidden, or her husband was megarish, and it's Girei Sevenasa, it looks like Machter Gerusha. So since there is no possible way her marriage, going back to her husband, could be beheter, so the Chachamim asserted, even though she's an Anusa, technically. So Mamela, Rav Yossi says, a tremendous Chiddush, a new Chiddush. If the woman was an Arusa when she thought her husband died, there is a third possibility. In other words, the two possibilities normally are she was mezaneh. The second possibility is she was divorced and she married the second guy. But by Arusa, there's a third possibility that her husband's kedushin was a kedushin al tanai, and Mimela, the second kedushin, was a heter, and it's mutar lasher. Now, although that in fact was not the case, although in fact she was mezaneh, but so mitam kenas, that's why Rashi says any achalavim mitam kenas. What do you mean there was a tonight? There wasn't a tonight. So mitam kenas, Rashi says, Eino yachol la'amida. Of Rizak the Tshuva Sarash, Rav Yossi does not learn it's mitam kenas. Rav Yossi learns it's mitam marisayim. So if there's any tzad that people can be toila, that the second marriage is valid without asking it to the husband, we will allow them to make that assumption, even though it's not true. Therefore, Rav Yossi is saying a new din. Nothing to do with Achos Ish intrinsically. Rav Yossi is saying a new din. That what? If a woman is an Arusa, and there's an Eid Echad Lemisa, and she lives with another guy, this is a totally self-contained din. She is allowed to go back to her first husband, because people will assume there was a tanai in her first husband's marriage, therefore it's not machzer grusha, and therefore it's not sinus, and therefore she's allowed. So again, the kasha is, this has nothing to do with this case. This Rav Yossi could have said it in the first Mishnah, that when does the Mishnah say teisei mizeh u'mizeh? That is only if she was a nesua. If she was an Arusa, it's not Teitzei, it's Muteras Lachzor L'Risha.
Ask the Jerusi, why not stop in every case of Anusa? She was honest, so we should say she's asked to go back to the Baal, because people will say that it was Barasa.
Right. So here the text is the Rush Lake Sue. You're right. You still have to come on to the idea that people will say, if she wasn't Daiko Minsuva, it's a getter of an Anusa. I'm sorry, get a barus. Meaning, when it's, in other words,
that would be called the barus.
People will look at her as a rutzin. It's not the chachamim looking at her as barusin, but rather people's perception factor into what they think happens. So, according to Taisa Sarash, Rav Yossi and the Bach's Girsa, Rav Yossi is machadish, a totally new halach. And the Mela Rav Yossi Shita is, any woman that's an Arusa is not going to be Neseris Al Baila when she marries Al Pi Eidecha. A new thing. Rashi says, Eina Yachol Amida, because Rashi goes L'Shitasa. Since Rashi does learn that daiku, that the failure to be daiku mitzvah is machayev a kenas. So the fact that there could have been, I mean, if there wasn't a tanai in the kedusha, we're going to consummate. The fact that people might say there was a tanai, what does that have to do with the kenas? And that's why Rashi said, Eino Yocho Lahamida, but the Texas Arash wants to say that Rabbi Yossi is Machadesh, an entirely new halacha.
And Rabbi Yossi doesn't go with Mitov Kukushek Matalev Sofa.
Right, Rabbi Yossi holds, whatever, like Texas says.
Aguna, we don't have Aguna.
Mishum Aguna, Kiva Borabanan. So in Mela, Texas says, the Chachamim have a kayach, the Makam Tzarech, even to matir an ishram and atayra become yisrael, and you don't need the augmentation of isha daiko mitzvah. This is the Tosha Sarosha's.
Okay, anyway, they're doing that. It's just that anyway, there would be matir yisrael and atayra.
Right? I understand, but you don't need the sniff of daiko mitzvah, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So that's a big chiddush. But you understand why Rashi says ein yochel amida, because Rashi says, hey, Rashi learns everything's mitam kenas mitay chaimer. So here's my question. I do have a question here. My question would be, maybe it all fits. So it turns out, Rav Yossi is a gevaldige kula. Rav Yossi essentially matirs Isha Shalach Baila if she's an Arusa, because people can be Taila. It was a kedush. The second marriage was Behetcher Lagamri, without asking her to the first husband. But by Nesuit, Rav Yossi would be Moda, of course. Because by Nesuah, there's only two possibilities. Either she was Mizana and people will not look at it as Anusa, or alternatively, first husband gave her a get and she married the second guy, and therefore it looks like the first husband is Machzer Grusha. Okay. So now here's my kasha. My kasha is like this. What would Rav Yossi say when she gets married al pi two Adam? Because again, the din of the Mishnah, putting aside the halacha, the din of the Mishnah is, if a woman gets married al pi two edim, she's muteres lachzur. Now, bishlama, if you learn that the iser of lachzur lai is mitam kenas, and you need the kenas to ensure that she'll be daiko mincevah, mm-hmm. So we understand why there's a chiluk between one aid and two edim. But if you say, if you say that it's an objective reality that people will say she's Mazana, Maishna 2, Maishna 1. No, but the answer, that's not a kasha. Because the answer is this. The only reason why people will say she's Mazana Baratzain is because they'll say she failed to be Madayak. By two, they're not going to say it. In other words, by two, they'll know it's an anusa. Yeah. So it is gemot that Rav Yossi is also maida. Now, the reason I say this is because I see that the Ramban, and that's how we learned also, the Ramban says beferish that nisus al pishnayim, Rav Yossi is maida. That there'll be no psul, although he points out, lahalacha, that's not true, because we don't pass on it, but like the Mishnah's chiluk, that would be true. Okay. Right, so that was... the Hara had to learn that Girsa. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's go back to where we started. Let's see that last the safe of the Mishnah again, and then the Shtickel Gemara we just read at the very end. This is the din of Ben Teish Hashanim v'Yaynachod. Right. It's the middle of the next Mishnah. Ben Teish Hashanim v'Yaymechad. So this is a 9-year-old Yavam. Hu Paisel al Yidei Achin. If he is Bayel a Yavama, because he's Rai Lubia, he disqualifies her to the other brothers because he is Kainaher, although it's not a Kinyan Gamor. And similarly, Achim Paisel al Yada, just as they Paisel to the other brother. So he can passel the Yavama on them, and they can passel the Yavama on him, but there's a nafkamina between his koach and their koach. Ella shehu paisel techila. He will passel only if he was bayal first, meaning if he's bayal first, then they are not allowed to be miyavim her. However, the Achim will passel whether it's Techila V'Soy. This is by Bia, that is. Ketzad. Ben Teish Hashanim V'yay Mechad Shabal Yevimtai Paisal Yidei Achim. However, Bo Aleh Achim, if the brothers come, even, this means even after his Bia, even after his Bia, the brothers can passel the Yevama in several ways. They can passel the Yevama V'Bia, or also by Mimer, they can passel the Yavama by one of the brothers doing Mimer. Oh, Nasnu Get, or they passel the Yavama by giving her a get, although a get in our Torah is garnished, but as we know, Midrabanan, once you give a get, it looks like Gerusha, it looks like you were Megaresh. It's an interesting, it looks like Gerusha Sachiv, basically. I mean, one second, let's go back to a basic halacha. What is the din generally if a person is miyaba miyavama and then he is megarisher? Because once he's miyaba, he has to give her a get. Chalitza doesn't work. Can he remarry her? So the emes is, it's a beferish gemara that he could. When it says, yavama yavo elaha ulakacha loi leisha. So the Gemara had a drasha. What are the words lakacha lo leisha, migarsha baget umachzira? Meaning, because it is his wife, for states if this is until she marries somebody else. In other words, since it is his wife, I don't say when he's migarisher, the iser eishesach comes back. See, that's the nafkamina between giving her chalitza. If I gave her chalitza, even then there's a machlekes. There's a machlekes. If I marry my chalutza, am I over an eshesach, or am I simply over on kivin shalai bana shuv lo yivne? Asher lo bana, kivin shalai bana. Right, so that's a machlekes. Do I say eshesach is chutra and chalitza is a new iser, or do I say that once you give chalitza and you're mafkia zika, the iser of eshesach goes back? So that's a machlekes. That's a machlekes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. But that's the machlokes only by chalitza. By yibam mamish, hakol noidim, once you're miyabim, the iser of eshes ach is mufka lagamri for the yavam, and therefore there is no iser of eshes ach. So even if he gives a get, he could remarry her. So an interesting question, I guess, is, so if a yavam gives a get, Doraisa, of course, a yavam giving a get doesn't do anything. But what do the Rabbanan say? Giving a get passels the yavama on the brothers. But right, so Bishlama passeling it on the brothers, I understand, because if he would give a get after yavam, it would passel it on the brothers. But why should he passel it on him? I mean, a get that he gives to a yavama, why should that be more chamor than a get that he would give after yibam mamish? So the answer has to be that the reason why the chachamim said a get passeled is not because there's a confusion between a get before yibam and a get after yibam. But rather, there's a confusion between a get before yibam and a chalitza before yibam. Because if he would give chalitza before yibam, chalitza, she would be pasal on all the brothers. And since people say, oh, get matir, chalitza matir, right, so that's the get. So it turns out that the get pasals her not only on the brothers, the get also pasals. You cannot do a yibam once you have given a get, midrabanan. Okay?
That means that yes. She should be also on the brother. I mean, the reason is because it looks like Ashes Grushas. It looks like.
That's what I'm saying. Because it can't be Grusha Sachiv. Because if it's only Grusha Sachiv, he himself would be allowed to marry her. And because he's allowed to marry his own Grusha. Bayivam, right? That's the din of Megarsha the get Umachsira. But if you say that a get to a Yavama resembles Chalitza to a Yavama, so the Isra of Kivin Shalaybana, Shuvo Yivna, is Chal both on the Chalitz and Chal on the brothers. If I recall, the Gemara actually had such oaths. I think in the fifth paragraph, I mean, all the different combinations. The Gemara's lashon was gets matir, chalitza matir, v'emata imer. You know, Itaka says beferish. It says beferish that the yisra of yibam after get is because of the gezeira of yibam acher chalitza, which is in yisra diaraisa of kibam shleibana shuvah yibam. Okay. Yeah, and therefore, now the chiddush of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that the brothers pasul even b'seif, is because of the following. A bias ben tes is not a kinyan min atayra. Although we'll have to see what the marker of that is. That even though he's writing a bia, but we say a bias ben tes is no better than the mimer of a gadol. And therefore, min atayra she's still zakuka. Since min atayra she's still zakuka, she is possible, so to speak, she can be nipsal through mimer, through get, through chalitza, through another yibam. Masha'en came, if a gadol was miyabim, then there's no way any of those activities could affect the gadol's yibam. So if a gadol, if Reuven is miyabim, and then Shimon is cholitz, asa ba mimer, bayel, assuming it's not sinus veratza. So when the Mishnah says the katan only pasels betchila and the katan doesn't pasel lipsayf, it's lav davka that the katan doesn't pasel lipsayf. The truth of the matter is a gadol also cannot pasel lipsayf. But the only reason why it expresses that a katan cannot possibly psaif is just to emphasize, it's just the tail end of the other formulation, that if the katan was bitchila, the gadol could possibly psaif. If the gadol was bitchila, the katan could not possibly psaif because even a gadol couldn't possibly psaif. Right? Okay. Yeah. And that's what the Gemara says, that the emes is there is a case where even a katan and kal v'chomer a gadol could pasul lipsayf, meaning after a brother did something. V'hatani Rav Zvid Bar Ashiya ha'isem ma'amar b'yavimta. Let's say the brother number one, the gadol, did ma'amar. The acher kach ba achiv shu ben teisha shanim v'yemechad and kal v'chaymer a gadol pasul. So a katan and certainly a gadol can pasul after a brother did something if what the brother did was only minor. And the answer is you're right. Avada, even a katan ben teisha shanim could pasul with his bia, but amri bia pasul. Afilu b'seif. Yeah, well, okay. We'll have to look up the Rambam here, because the way I understand this, when it says bia pasels afilu b'seif, that's only if all the first brother did was mimer. Meaning, if the first brother did mimer, the bia of the katan will pasler on the brother. But what if the first brother did bia? L'chayra, right? That wouldn't be. Let's see. Mimer, techila pasel l'safi pasel. Yeah, so let's see. Because l'chayra, the Gemara seems to be emphasizing what the katan does. If the katan does bia, he pasels even b'safi. If the katan does mimer, he doesn't pasel. But the Gemara doesn't speak out what was the thing that the gadol did first. Let's see how the Rambam brings this. Where is this? Gimel, Perikei, Where is it? Perkei Yiva. Yavam Katan Ben Teisha Shana V'Yemecha B'Yasa Kim Minor. See, that's exactly the equation. The Bia of a Ben Tes is not a Kenyan, it's Mimer. She'eno Kaina Kenyan Gamor U'Mimer Ben Teisha Shana V'Yemecha Yim Nosni B'Tchila Maya Hare Yu Paisal Bay Ala Gadol Avol Yim Nosni B'Saif Eino Klum. I guess we have to go back. I mean, let's go back to more basic rule. What is the din about a gadol? We were assuming once a gadol is miyabim, then nothing else could be done. A chalitza, a mimer, a bia, or a get will not pass. Is that true?
Yeah.
Let's see. Isn't that called ein achar bia klum, right? That's. That's the fifth parak, yeah. Yeah, the Rambam says, "Abayol yivim," even by chalitza, which is the rest. "Abayol yivimtei v'chazar bein hu bein echa v'chalatzla ova tzarasa ein chalitza klum v'chein im chazar ochi v'nasan get." Ain't no klum. Chazar ochi v'nasan l'maimer ay boal lo yasa klum. Me'acha sheboal ochi v'techila kana kinyin gomor. Okay, so this is our given. So this is our given. Now, obviously, if even a gadol cannot do anything, and certainly a katan can't do anything. So it's a double pasha. The Gemara is not even discussing this. That's why it's not mentioned.
I think it's going off.
Huh?
It's going off the standard of Svid that he's talking about when the gadol didn't.
Yeah, now I understand. Which means to say, we're not discussing if the gadol did bia. If the gadol did bia, nobody can do anything for that. If the katan did bia, since it's only mimer, so we treat it like mimer. So, right. So, Rav Zavid's din is only talking about where the gadol did mimer. So on that, the Gemara says, if the gadol did mimer, the bias katan could aser. But the mimer, the get, or the chalitza of the katan wouldn't aser, but the maisa of the gadol would aser. Yeah. But the din of ein achar bia klum, that we're not even discussing yet. Okay. Yeah. Now then the Rif brings a shtickle from the Gemara Nida. Garsinan benida v'perek yaitse daifin. Ben teisha shanim v'yemecha chaval yivimtai kana'a. Now this l'chayra means like a mimer. However, eino no sein get ad shiyardil. He cannot give a get until he becomes a gadol. Now l'chayra. There are two different reasons for this. One reason is there's a din in get that he has to be a bardas. Since a woman is misgareshes bal korcha, you don't need her das. Although if she's a shaita mamish, you can't divorce her. But a man has to be a bardas. A katan's not a bardas. But yibam is even b'shayim. But the other reason, even Inus, yeah. But there's another reason too. That is, well, if Bias Katan only has a din of minor begadol, then that means Minatari he's not kind to her. So of course he can't give her a get. He can't give her a get because they're not yet married. I mean, what's the thing normally with a bat? No, okay, that's not a terrorist, because you could give a get to a bat. I mean, what's the din of a bal minor? A gadol is minor, and he doesn't want to be kainis. So what do? Nisei get l'mamare v'chalitza l'zikasa. Okay, so theoretically, we would have said this. The fact that his bia is only a bal minor, so what? So you give a get midrabanan then.
I mean, you were saying his bia is midrabanan.
Midrabanan, chayra.
Meaning deraisa is nothing.
Deraisa is nothing, so she's still zakuka. She's like she's a balas minor.
Why would it be nothing deraisa?
Well, apparently, like this Mandi Omar, like this view, your makish yibam to chalitza. See, chalitza of a katan is not good because the Torah says ish. Hagam, that yibam doesn't require das, but your makish yibam to chalitza. Chalitza requires ish. So really, what the Gemara Nida means is, when a katan is bayel, there is nothing you can do. You can't give her a get for the mimer, so to speak, because you're a katan. A katan can't give a get. You also can't give chalitza because there's another din that chalitza requires an ish.
So I'm just missing. If they invented the whole concept anyway of treating it as a mimer,
yeah.
So invent the concept of a get. Get out of the mimer.
Yeah, so the answer, okay, one second. So the question is this. The question is, let me just refine the question. If the Chachamim said the Bias Bentes is like a mimer begadol, what's the din of a mimer of a katan? What if a katan only did mimer? Not he's bio and it's like mimer.
Like nothing. Why did they say a mimer begadol?
Well, that might be a chiddush. Even if he's bio, it's no better than minor. I mean, minor for God. Yeah. And I think the Rambam Taka says beferish, if a katan does mimer, no one's there. The Gemara is mashma the other way around, because the Gemara is machalik between tchila and saif, and it says, when a katan does bia, he passes even the seif. Right? Gadol did mimer, katan did bia. But
is mimer?
Yeah. One second. In other words, if we're machalik between a katan can only do it b'tchila and not b'seif, that's not going on bia, because bia he passes b'seif. So it must be going on minor. So chari, you have a b'feir shiraya. That if a katan does mimer, b'tchila, before a brother, it does pass. No, isn't that mamish what the Mishnah said? It doesn't pass b'seif, but it passes b'tchila. Otherwise, you have no ukimta for tchila versus seif. Although the Mishnah is madna, right? After the Mishnah says, I mean, how do you? The Mishnah says, "Who paisel al yidei achim, haachim paisel al yadav." Who paisel techila, veachim paisel techila v'seif. Ketzad ben teisha shanim v'yom echad shebo al yevimtei paisel al yidei achim. That's the wrong case. According to the Gemara, that's the wrong case. If you want to give me a case where the katan only passels b'tchila, not b'seif, you don't want to give the case of Baal, because the Gemara itself says Baal is even b'seif. Why didn't the Mishnah say asa ba maimer and asa get? Yeah, where is this? In the Rambam, this is Halach Gimel Perikagim. Halach Yitzchak. Yeah, the Rambam does say Beferish, Taka. Maimer ben teisha shanim v'yaymechad im natnu b'tchila mayel harehu posel bo ala gadol im nasnu b'sof ein oklum. The only thing is, gitei v'chalitzasei ein oklum bein b'tchila bein b'sof. In other words, the chiluk the Mishnah makes, those, you really have four events, right, that a gadol can possibly yavama. Chalitza, Bia, Get, Mayim. So the Rambam says, the Dion in the Mishnah, a Katan only has two things that could passel. A Katan can passel through Mayimer, and a Katan can passel through Bia, which is equated to Mayimer. So the Chilat the Mishnah makes is, the Bia of the Katan will passel B'Saif, the Mayimer of a Katan will only passel B'Tchila, but Gita v'Chalitza, you don't see, you don't have right from our Gemara, but Gita v'Chalitza b'Chlal are nothing. Which, again, Chalitza for sure is nothing because Ish Kesif b'Parsha. And Get, once again, the whole soul of Get is people will compare it to Chalitza, so Chalitza is no good. So one second, so what is...
The question was, if it's all due to him anyway, because the Raisa really, he doesn't have...
Even his bia is nothing to be kind of
chalav. So why not institute? You're making a chumra, or you're making a whatever reason that it looks like whatever it is. You're making it work to a certain extent. So get away out of it. Give him, in other words,
it should be like the kedushin of a cheresh.
Right.
Exactly right. Because a cheresh min ha-Torah cannot be makadesh a woman, because he's not a bardas. But what do I say? Midrabanan, we have kedusha cheresh, and the Mishnah says beferish, kishem shekones biramiza, kach maitzi biramiza. If a pikeach became a cheresh, he cannot give a get. He's not a bardas. But if the kedusha itself was by not a bardas, that the rabbanan validated. So if they said, whatever is enough das to make the marriage will be enough das midrabanan. So your taina is, a bazai, by a katan, let's do exactly the same thing. If the mimer of a katan is kaina midrabanan, at least the apostle on the other brothers, then give a mimer leget. Now granted, you understand, this will not solve her problem, because she will, just like every mimer, she needs chalitza from another brother, or from a gun, okay. But nevertheless, let's assume that another brother will give her chalitza, or whatever it is. Why would we delay the giving of the get until he becomes a gadol? So let's read the next few lines, and then we'll go back. So it says, he cannot give her a get at Shiagdil, the Akshinan, and we ask over there, it's mashma that when he becomes a gadol, he just gives her a get. L'chi gadol beget sagila. V'asanya asu bias ben tisha shemim kem maimer begadol. Maimer begadol tzorech get l'mamara v'chalitza l'zikasai. Af bias ben tisha tzorech get l'biasai. Get l'biasai, because that's maimer. In other words, you need a get for his bia. V'chalitza l'zikasai. U'parkinan, you're right. When we say all you need is a get, we mean at sheyagdil the yivail, meaning he's kainah her doraisa, and then he just has to give her a get. Okay, that still doesn't answer your kasha. Your kasha is, okay, he can't give a get doraisa till he's a gadol, and even then he'd have to be by all the shame kedushin, but let him give a get midrabanan. The get of every mimer is a drabanan, and this is a mimer midrabanan.
It's almost mashmah here, because... The answer, why not just say, yeah, in Afinami, he needs to get chalitza from one of the other brothers or something. The Gemara answers, no, he has to do, we make, it's almost like he has to do this. We make him do the be'ila, and then it's almost like it's a suffix whether the be'ila of the Ben Tess is something, the right sort.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's a little sure, because, at least, what does it mean to say, Asu bias Ben Tess? kid minor, is that a getter of a suffek or is that a getter of deraisa? It's nothing. I mean, if you say it is only minor, then you're saying deraisa.